Know what today is, right?
Please, enlighten me.
It is National Cocktail Day.
Who wants a cocktail?
Is it too early for a drink?
No. No, it's a little early for me.
You guys like to party?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Perhaps you'd like to partake in the party?
Why not celebrate early?
It's too early.
Today is National Cocktail Day, so you have an excuse.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Happy National Cocktail Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. And any time that I can get just a little bit of time for you, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. You can check out our web pages there. You can check out the podcasts if you missed any part of the show. And, of course, answer today's poll question. Do you think the crisis at the border is going to have an effect on jobs here in Nevada? Yes? No? Yesterday's poll question, I was curious if just you thought that anything should be considered priority when looking for a great employee. Education, weight, gender, race. The list goes on and on of what people are screaming for: equity. It's not equality anymore. It's equity. That means rather than finding the best person for the job, we have to make sure that we have one person of color. We have one person of this faith. We have to have one person that is this. I think as a business owner, you should have the right to hire the best person for the job. Sorry. I know that's not a popular opinion, but, well, at least for now, 93% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, should be the best person for the job. But that's not always the way it goes. Not when you've got HR working overtime. Just saying. Earlier this month and last month, too, I think I started telling people that my husband received, wow, he even received a debit card. Four different states, four different unemployment filing frauds in his name, which I don't understand because how are the people supposed to get the money if they're using his information? It's just, it's crazy. But here in Nevada, millions of dollars lost to fraudulent unemployment claims. So what did they do? Put a screeching halt to everything, and then let's, you know, see if we can fix the issue. Well, let me tell you, it's still not fixed. Media will focus on the positive, you know, oh, look, she got her help. He got his check within blah, blah, blah. I guess I have to just bring you the reality that people are still suffering and people aren't getting paid. And worst of all, rather than having somebody say, oh, you know, we apologize for this. The system is, you know, we're trying to work through it. They're being ignored. Hi, Monica. I'm sure this will be a broken record to your ear, but here is my circumstance. Last year, someone tried to file fraudulent unemployment claim benefits on my name from another state. Well, I was working at my job in Nevada for the last 21 years. My HR department let me know, and I immediately contacted the fraud department, and they flagged my account. Now, I was laid off on February 2nd of 2021 and need my benefits. I have never had to file for unemployment in my entire life, and I'm now almost 60 years old. The fraudulent person set up an account under my name. Now I can't claim unemployment or set up an account. I called the number that instructed me to on the website, showing it already has an account set up. And they told me I can't file for unemployment until the fraud investigation has been completed. They instructed me to call the fraud department. Called the fraud department. Finally got through after waiting on hold for 2.5 hours. They instructed me to send a copy of my driver's license and Social Security card through the mail. I did not feel very comfortable about sending this information over email, so with so much fraud going on, but I did. No response yet. Sent more than 6 follow-up emails. No response from anyone. I started this process February 2nd. This is very frustrating. What am I to do? How long is it going to take me to get it resolved? I know there was a lot of fraud going on, but somehow these claims need to be addressed so people can get benefits when needed. I have been working and paying taxes all my life, and now when I need these benefits, I'm unable to do so. I've sent at least 5 emails to legislation@dieter.nv.gov, and all of my emails have been ignored. Do you have any names or phone numbers of anyone I can contact to get this expedited? I know there's a lot of fraud going on, and Northern Nevada Unemployment Fraud Unit probably has 3 fraud agents before this garbage all started, so I'm sure they're overwhelmed. One would think that they would move people like me to the top of the list so I could start my benefits. But they just ignore my emails. I would go into the fraud office in Carson City and prove to them that I'm who I say I am. If the office was open and allow me to enter my tax dollars at work. I appreciate you reading my email, and I hope you can help connect me with someone who can help clear this up, so I can start getting my unemployment benefits while I continue to look for employment. Lisa. Lisa, I am so sorry that you're going through this. But I can tell you, Lisa, that there are people who have been going through it a lot longer than 6 weeks. They've been going through it for months and months. And you can thank Governor Sisolak for that. You can thank Governor Sandoval for that. Because throughout all of these years, they've known that they needed to put better systems in place. Just like an event for this happening. But monies were used for other things. Because we don't prepare for the worst and hope for the best. We just spend on what we think we need right now. And now more people are suffering. Yes, Lisa, I'm sending you some questions, and I will try to help what I can, but I can't guarantee anything, because I would suggest going straight to your legislator and having them fight for you, but they're all tied up right now with Zoom calls and meetings because they can't meet in our public buildings either. Because of this stupid emergency order that was put in place by the governor of this state who is not using sound science, who is using his ability to abuse his ability to lock down this state. This is about way more than just a virus that is not at pandemic levels, that is not, people would be dropping like flies in Florida, in South Dakota, and all the other states that are open with no restrictions. The doctors have said it. The scientists have said it. People living in the situations have said it. This is all politics, all control. And it's got to stop. But only we, the people, can stop it. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Lynn this morning. Wants to talk about Biden. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Yeah, oh, I have thoughts and opinions, and I wanted to throw it out there. And that is, we're seeing more of Kamala Harris. And all of the snafus Biden's been doing lately, I'm thinking that they're going to pull the plug on Biden here real soon, that the straw that breaks the camel's back is going to break. And then it's just going to be hell on wheels, I'm afraid. And that's just my personal opinion, but I think the thing that's going on with the border, they can't put a lid on it. They opened it up, and that's going to be the one. And
so,
that's just my opinion.
Lynn, it's really not just your opinion, because, again, this was some information that I found last night, and it is no longer in the White House's eyes, in the government's eyes, it is no longer the Biden administration. There was a notice put out by the Director of Communications that it is the Biden-Harris administration. It's on paperwork. They want people addressing it as that to familiarize and get people used to the name Harris administration. So
Pelosi's got her transformation of America steamrolling us now at this point.
Absolutely.
She's always talking about how the insurrection that happened at Congress there at the White House was a desecration to their temple. Well, her holy temple of ISIS's belly is not what I am ever going to worship. It's not what is ever going to be my God.
And well, it's not just Pelosi, though. Schumer was out there saying that this is our time to fundamentally change this country. And that is exactly what they're doing. It's what they've been doing. Their 16-year plan is almost up, and they're kicking it into high gear. So, you know, I can post the paperwork if people want to see it, but it's the Biden-Harris administration now. Lynn, thank you so much for calling and your concerns. It's not just you. It's actually the administration that is pushing this whole thing. And I'll pull up the audio if I can get it again of Harris laughing as she's getting onto a plane when somebody asks her if she's going to the border. Not today. Oh, I'm sure that, I've been there before. I'm sure I'll go back at some point. She's not a leader. And she's not going to be the leader of the free world. I can guarantee you that. Just like Biden, do you know what the term placeholder means? Yeah. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Two more Game of Thrones spinoffs are in the works. They'll be called Game of Thrones SVU and Game of Thrones Criminal Intent. BTS has won more Kids' Choice Awards than any nominee in history. Meanwhile, the Adults' Choice Awards continue to be dominated by porn. Demi Lovato says she almost died from a drug overdose. Courtney Love immediately sued her for copyright infringement. A Brooklyn tattoo parlor has a new ink that disappears in about a year. I wish they had that when I got my Hooba Stank Forever tat. And a meteor recently exploded over Vermont. It was either that or wind up being stuck in Vermont. This is not headline news.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And boy, it's crazy of what's going on out there right now. And I hope you're keeping up with all of it, because right now our legislature is meeting and you need to take the time. Take the time to make a phone call. Take a time to send an email. And don't cut and paste whatever you do. If you log on to 991fmtalk.com, if you click on the schedule, hit weekdays, and then go into my webpage, all you have to do is click on Monica J, or you can click on Larry Elder or Sebastian Gorka. They don't have the fun stuff like I do, though. They don't have the information that you need to get in contact with the legislature. Now, if you go into the section that says it's all about the 2021 legislative session, the one that you're locked out of, taxes, 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 you can see the link to the legislative website. There's the link to Nellis. There's the link to the Nevada GOP Senate. Always some good information on there. There's a link to the opinions section. So all you have to do is know the bill and you can get that through Nellis. I mean, it's really easy to use. You can even just type in, one word and it'll bring all the different topics. You go in and you type in horses. It'll bring up all the different bills that have anything to do or have the term horse in it. So it is very, very easy to use. Also, what I've got on there for you is just a couple of the links. If you go down, I've started putting the show and breaking it down into days. I wanted to talk to you about what's going on with the frontline doctors. Because tonight at 5 p.m., the frontline doctors, you might remember, they're the ones that went to Washington, D.C., stood on the steps of the Capitol and started saying, hey, hydroxychloroquine works. The media made it out to be this death trap or death drug. They put out this fake report into a medical journal, into The Lancet, to justify all of this that had to be removed. It all works together. These people all work together. Follow the money. But if you go to my website, you can see joinclubhouse.com event. That is the Frontline Doctors event that happens at 5 p.m. tonight. It's kind of like the symposium that Joey Gilbert put together with medical experts, scientists, to help you understand the virus, the vaccine, and how you are being played. How you are being played. All right. I'm not going to play any games with you except the caller game. Be caller number two right now, and you are going to pick up a delicious, handmade, fresh ingredients, absolutely yummy chocolate bunny filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter. Like I've said before, no hollow garbage here. We got the good stuff for you from the chocolate shop. I keep getting voted down for peanut butter. Everybody seems to be going for the marshmallow, but they've got plenty of it for you. Caller number two at 884-9910. Good luck to you. We'll be back after this Fox News update.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And whoa, I got to tell you, we've got some great information coming out. And if you missed the last segment, I think that it is important for us to get this information out. I hate to drive anything away from the station because we've got great programs here. But tonight at 5 o'clock, the link is on my website, 991fmtalk.com. Go into my page. Just go through the schedule. And there is a link for the year that disappeared. I think I put it down as the year that never was. But Dr. Gold, Simone Gold, Dr. Jeff Bark, Dr. Taryn Clark, Dr. Joseph Larapo, Dr. Mark McDonald, they're going to have a symposium, and it's going to include mental health impacts, deferred treatment effects, overdoses, privacy, civil liberty issues, vaccine mandates, preventative treatment options, and politicized science. Every topic you come up with now, when it comes to science, you have your for and you have against. Everything is politicized. The climate is politicized. Viruses are politicized. If you don't find alternative information outside of the mainstream media, then you're actually, in my opinion, you're harming yourself. Because when we look at the numbers, when you look at the hard fact numbers of who actually died from the COVID virus, not with it, from it, we find that those people are elderly and have underlying conditions, and their body's immune system could not fight it off. Everything else, the numbers are false. They're still putting out false numbers. because they want to keep you in fear. Listen to the doctors, the ones who you've taken treatment from, that we've listened to for all of these years, but now because they disagree with the system, with the money, their lives are being threatened, their jobs are being threatened, their families are being threatened. They're putting it all on the line to make sure that you don't get your information from the media. The ones who, from the moment hydroxychloroquine came out of President Trump's mouth, demonized it. So much so that they even had to put a fake study together that was pulled as soon as the doctors started reading it. Put a fake study together to demonize a drug that is used commonly all over the world, right here at home, and has been for decades. That's what the media did, because that's what they were told to do. Follow along. I know you'd like to follow along with the legislature. You know, I keep posting all this stuff, and I'm sorry. I keep getting these texts, and I don't understand that people are getting a 404 error code. Yet, I'm looking at my page and the site right now. However you're entering it in, don't go by a search. Go up into the toolbar and actually type in 991fmtalk.com. Don't search it through DuckDuckGo or Google or anything like that. Just type it straight in. Because sometimes people put a dot in the numbers, you know, 99.1. Don't do that. It's just 991fmtalk.com, because we're having no issues with it. So I don't know. Are we being shadow banned? I don't know. If we are, then that means they're afraid of the truth that we're putting out. Poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think that the crisis at the southern border will have an effect on jobs here in Nevada? Because they are just releasing people. People who say they're seeking asylum are just being fingerprinted and then shipped out. They're not even giving dates for court. Not like they show up anyway, but they're not even attempting to do that. They just let them go off into the country, or they bus them off. 97% of those participating in the poll say yes, it will have an effect here in northern Nevada, because we've got the gangs. We've got the ranchers and the farmers who will use illegals because they're hard workers. Hate to admit that, but sorry. A generation has been raised of it's all about me and my cell phone. Me, me, me. There are people out there who know what real struggle is, what real hunger is, what real poverty is. Yes, we have poverty in this country, but not to the enormity of other countries. These people are trying to survive. Well, so are Americans. Unfortunately, we have businesses that will hire illegals because they can get away with lower wages. They can get away with under the table. Just as we had a caller yesterday, we've got to hold businesses accountable. And not just with a couple $1,000 fine. No, businesses need to be fined to the point where they could lose their business. And not just fined, but how about we take away that business license? The state is all up in people's business to take away their business license if they try to open their business to survive with these COVID restrictions, who do it safely, who maybe have one or two extra people in the room. They have no problem pulling their business licenses. How about pulling the license of businesses that break the law? But gee, Monica, if we did that, then why aren't we going after the politicians who don't understand the fourth article in the Constitution about it is the government's sole priority to protect our sovereignty and our borders? Did they read the Constitution? Because if they don't understand what this means, I will be more than happy to send them Sean Meehan's phone number, email, and whatever else they need to maybe get a little education going. But if you missed earlier in the show, please, at the end of the first hour, I played an audio soundbite for you. Actually, Dan, why don't you pull that back up and let's hear that again, because I was concerned with the concern in the voice of Representative Haller when he said, Jesus, because he was realizing what he was reading. But it's the comment about the Bill of Rights after that, that should have you scared to death. Dan, play that.
She'll now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas? Jesus. That's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed, classified body disposal actions shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
So please cast your votes.
H.R. 8791 from 2014.
the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
That's what's going on that you're not being told about. That was on the House floor. Giving permission for a classified group, person, to construct a new Bill of Rights. They're coming after the guns. They told us they were. They're coming after your rights. At what point do you start paying attention to what is being planned for you? Mark, thank you for listening today. Mark from Wellington, where they have lots of little bunnies, now has a chocolate bunny filled with marshmallow or peanut butter, his choice, from the chocolate shop. If you missed out on your chance to win today, we'll have more chances tomorrow. But you know what? I would say don't wait. Just log on to chocolateshop.us. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E.us, and get yours ordered today. And let's start thinking about each other. We'll be back to wrap up the show, The Monica Jay Show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
And you better start standing up for your Second Amendment rights. There's a Second Amendment support rally this Saturday in front of the Capitol. Open carry. Well, I hate to tell you this, and I wish I could get more into it, but it just came out. National Rifle Association issued a tweet claiming that the notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has declared in a case that there is no inherent right to carry a concealed weapon listed in the Constitution. They are saying that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit just ruled that there is no right to carry either openly or concealed in public. We have the right. This is an open carry state. Will it be? This was not an NRA case, but they will be exploring all the options to rectify this. That's just coming down. So get involved. Get involved now or sit back and watch every right that we hold dear, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to protect ourselves. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, your business. It's all going to be taken away in the name of globalism. In the name of your safety. Well, let me tell you, I can provide for my safety a hell of a lot better than the federal government can. Look at what happens in gun-free zones. How many people have died at the hands of illegals in this country That's what the government is doing for you. Call your legislators. Email them. Call your congressmen, congresswomen, the senators. We can't let this happen. The bad guys cannot win this one. And if you're against freedom, if you're against America, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, then you fall into the category of the bad guy. It's the Monica Jay Show. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Check out the stories at 991fmtalk.com. Participate in the poll questions and contact your legislators. Mwah!